Random House Audio presents A Prayer for the Night, an Amish Country Mystery by P.L. Gauss. Read for you by George Newbern. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Friday, July 23rd. Chapter 1. Friday, July 23rd, 7:45 a.m. Sarah Yoder drove her black buggy in bright sun up to the high ridge line at Saltillo and stopped the standard bred horse on the blacktop at the intersection of County Roads 407 and 68, southeast of Millersburg. It had been 2.5 years since she had entered her wild period, her rumspringa, quitting school on her 16th birthday. Just a week ago, she had crossed this ridge in a red Firebird, heading north for the weekend out of her little Amish valley along Township 110 to the bars in Worcester, dressed English and running wild, freed from the everyday constraints of old-order Amish life by the rumspringa. Her horse was lathered from the climb out of the valley, so she popped her whip in the air and pulled forward into the shade of an oak, thinking that Bishop Raber just might have been right all along. The preachers, too. Life out there with the English was dangerous. The winds of temptation were too strong for anyone. But hadn't the old order allowed it? Hadn't she been set free by tradition to get the wildness out of her system, to see all of the English world she could handle, knowing that soon, at this reckoning point in her life, she'd be asked to make a decision? To turn from the world and come home to a lifetime of Amish obedience.